Two people, three questions, one possible outcome.
It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. Hang up or hang out on Star 102.5.
Well, we got through the first question. They're both still on the line. Jonathan from Ankeny's 27, a systems analyst, and likes watching Riverdale. Shelly, she says, 27 from Beaverdale, massage therapist. And we are on to question two now. And this one's coming from Kurt, and it goes to you first this time, Shelly.
All right, you're on a dinner date. Your order, though, is brought to you, and it's wrong. Do you send it back?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I only hesitate because I don't want, you know, people to think that I'm mean. But if there's something wrong with your food and you're paying for it, you should get what you want. You know, like if it's a steak and maybe it's medium rare instead of medium, I'm okay with it. But something like getting the wrong side order, you know, especially, you know, if you're allergic or something like that, I think I would, yeah. I would definitely send it back.
I have no problem with sending it back. I never really have to do it, but we were out as a family, having dinner with the family, and both my wife and one of my daughters, their food wasn't warm, and they just wouldn't send it back. I'm like, send it back. Get it warm.
Right. We're paying, quite a bit of money for this.
I can do that?
Yes. Send it back. Okay. All right. What about you, Jonathan? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of with your wife and your daughter. I mean, I hear you, and especially if you're, like, allergic or something, but I don't know. It's fine. It's, like, it's just food. Not a big deal to me. It just seems like whatever, you know?
Okay.
Who cares?
So you'll just eat it?
I know. I'm hungry. I want to eat it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Let's count to three.
Okay.
Let's count to three again. Another chance for you to hang up if you're not feeling it. Otherwise, hang on the line. We got one more question to get through before we pay for you to go out. One, two, three. We are still good.
There. I wasn't sure about that.
At the end there. I thought so, maybe two. Okay, yeah. Question three.
Well, I mean, it's kind of silly that he wouldn't send his spoon back. But if it works out and his order is wrong, I'll send it back for him.
Okay.
Nice. I like it.
All right, that's good. Final question here, and it's going to you first, Shelly. So have you ever been banned from something or anything? You're laughing a little too hard.
Actually, my friends banned me from going to KC for a year, Kansas City. I'm sorry to laugh, but I'm just thinking about it. My girlfriends and I would like road trip down there a bunch, and I think I made some bad choices involving a man or two, so my friends decided to ban me from the trip for a year. And it was probably a really good idea because before the ban, we had gone to KC four times, and all four times that I got hooked on different guys, I would try a Des Moines KC relationship, you know, like trying to make it to go back to work.
Yeah.
And it was really dumb. I'm only dating guys within a half an hour. I have a good car, you know, gas mileage, but
I mean, your friends are definitely saving you on gas mileage.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Right. Bad.
And you know, that's not so bad, Shelly. We've all heard the saying, fool me three times. Shame on me. Yeah, shame on you.
There's good guys in Kansas City, but they're just too far.
Okay. All right, Jonathan, how about you? Have you ever been banned?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, definitely. So I went to South Dakota State for college, and when I was a junior, we were at a football game, and we were doing some hardcore tailgating. And like halfway through the second quarter of the game, I thought it would be extremely funny if I tackled the mascot.
Oh yeah,
Jackrabbit.
Yeah, Jackrabbit. Okay.
And, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I did it, and it was hilarious. Everyone said it was the funniest thing they'd ever seen. But then the school banned me from coming to games for a year, and I had to write a written letter to the Jackrabbit apologizing.
Please tell me you started it with Dear Jackrabbit.
Absolutely. I started Dear Mr. Jackrabbit.
Right. You got to be respectful. You got to be respectful, yes.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, there you go. All three questions answered. We'll count one more time. And if for some reason you want out of here, you just got to hang up. Otherwise, we're paying for you two to go out. One, two, three.
Hey!
I think we have a day.
Yeah, so too.
Jonathan?
Right.
Yeah, Jonathan.
I hope I live within a half hour.
Shelly, you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
We got a date this week. That's nice. Very good. You guys were fun. Hang on. We'll get you all set up to go out. And if you get married, you got to tell us, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for being on the show.
Tired of Tinder?
Bored with Bumble?
Mad at Match?
If you want to take a chance on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Hang Up or Hang Out, call our after-the-show hotline at 309-4270.